Sweet woman, rock me. Yes, I do, sir, yes. So anyway, it's very nice to be here after so many years. It's been way too long. So, yes. So, I've had a few requests so far, but I'm still going to sing. What? Oh. We did a couple of newer things there. You're probably going, what the hell is that? But we'd like to do now is to go back. To the vinyl age. And if you had one, it would have been the 8-track age as well. But I don't have my player anymore. Very good. My hair. What happened to my hair? Sorry, yes. I didn't know this was a press conference, sorry. Thank you. Could be a new career for me, this. Anyway, what are we doing now? Oh, yes. So the hair just went. I will answer the question. And there was nothing I could do about it, so I just sort of went with it. So that's it. And a lot of people that I really admire still have their hair, and I... anyway, this one, as we said, it goes back to a little live album I once did. So.
So where you came from, call out your name, but there's
So thank you. We wanted to just sort of ask if it was okay if we could hold on, something's wrong here. It's okay? All right, good. Thank you. If it was okay if we did something absolutely brand new. I mean, I know you don't like new numbers. It's okay. It's so new that we just finished it in the bus on the way. No, we did. We did. We haven't had a chance to rehearse it. We're all good here, right? Oh, speak for myself, he says. All right. So anyway, this one, I beg your indulgence on this. I'm sorry about this, but this is just the way it's going to be. Oh, wasn't really a new number, was it? No. All right, I was having you on, that's right, sir. And there's a few late people here. You'll be penalized later. You saw some late people. I've got a bit of a drooper mic stand here, so Peter's got a drooper. Oh. Anyway, this next number I wrote a couple of years ago, actually 3 years ago. It's on the new record, newish record that's been out about a year, I guess, called Now. And this one had a completely different meaning for me at the time I wrote it. And now I'd like to dedicate this tonight to the Black Watch. Because they shouldn't be there, really, should they? What do you do when you learn there's no tomorrow? Your whole hands, sing songs, you live life till you're gone, but not forgotten. What do you do when you're sad? Turn it on, shine it down on everyone. got, well, my fly's on. You were looking, I don't know what. Anyway, let's see. This is a small trinket. It's actually a keychain, and it plays a song. So I'd just like to play it for you, and then the lucky person out there will get this one. So here we go. This is what it sings. So would you like this, anybody? Yeah. Mr. John Regan, would you throw this up to the people, please? There you go. All right, let's say, Mr. Ross Rice, on the keyboards, Mr. Ross Rice, ladies and gentlemen, Ross Rice. Very good. Was not, no one was hurt, were they? Okay, good. Oh, sorry, you're a little close. So anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think I'm ready. Hold on. You're ready? Good. Are you ready? If he's ready, we're ready. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
last but by no means least, ladies and gentlemen, the man that gives us the roar at the bottom. Gives that warm, fuzzy, you know, sort of sound. With the four big strings, ladies and gentlemen, the balls of our band, Mr. John Rieger! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, your good friend of mine, Mr. Peter Frampton.
Oh, better friend, the
Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been great. We're coming back.